Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. We're on our big countdown extravaganza. We have 9 episodes to go until episode 100. And today I brought on another co-host. Welcome, Scotty, to the show.
What's up? Is it cool if I vape in here?
Yeah, you can vape. It doesn't really affect the audio, so I think. Well, is it a loud vape?
No, it's not loud at all.
Okay, it is a loud vape.
I should be fine. It's okay.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. I mean, I think as long as you're over 18, I guess, what's the vaping age? You can listen to this episode.
Oh, man, probably like, I think 18 is when you can, actually it's 19 where I'm at. You had to wait till you're 19 to consume any tobacco products.
Well, there we go. Okay, so if you're under 19, please don't listen to the vape sound of this episode.
It could affect you. It could take you down.
You never know what's going to happen. So Scotty is kind of a kindred spirit. I saw a tweet of his online, and it is basically, we'll find out. But before we get into why I'm bringing Scotty on the show, I wanted to do some plugs. I like to do plugs at the beginning of the show in case people tune out by the end of it. So do you have anything to plug?
If you want to have me on your podcast, find me on Twitter at Scotty Mo, Scottymo. And if you want to listen to all of my shows, you can find them at aloadofpurebs.com. I've got shows on theme parks, pro wrestling, improv comedy, whatever you need.
Cool. So I brought you on today because I noticed you're doing something I found very close to my heart, which was you're trying to set a world record. Is that right?
Yes, I'm trying to set a world record. I have a friend who has a world record, and so I was immediately very jealous, and so I had to stick it to him by getting my own.
And what is your world record for the listeners who don't know you?
I'm going to try to be on the most podcast episodes in a single year of anybody ever. I'm aiming for like 500. I'm hoping, because like at first, with how many shows I do, I end up at about 300 at the end of the year. So I was like, I could just do it that way. But then I realized if someone does a daily podcast, they're going to be taking me out by like 65 episodes. So I gotta aim higher. So I aimed for 500.
Is there a current world record, or would this be the first world record of its kind?
I will be a trendsetter, a go-getter. I will be the first ever person to have this record.
Okay, well, great. I wish you luck. The reason I brought you on is because actually I realized upon seeing your tweet about making a world record that we are also trying to set a world record. I just didn't have the words for it until I saw your tweet. We're trying to become the number one reviewed podcast. So we're trying to become the best podcast in the world, through reviews and everything. So we're both world record contenders right here.
I mean, you have like the perfect setup for it. Like, you have a podcast that actively encourages reviews, like more than any other show I've seen.
Exactly what I'm thinking. The only problem is either my listeners aren't listening hard enough or whatever. I have a foolproof plan. If people would listen, I actually had an episode where I did a whole math about it. We could become the most reviewed podcast by the end of the year, but nobody's followed my instructions, which is to tell two friends to listen to episode 64 and then leave a review. So that's my request for you. If you listen to that episode, it'll tell you to do the same thing I just said. So hopefully it'll create a cascade and chain reaction. And by the end of the year, I did the math by the property of exponents, we could become the best reviewed show.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, mathematically, that it's like the old gimmick on how to become a millionaire, which is, you can pay me back for this, but you have to just pay me a penny one day, but then 2 pennies the next day,
exactly.
Then 4 pennies. 30 days, you're a millionaire.
Exactly. I can just, in 30 days, we could be a millionaire if people just gave me 1 penny review. So I said, hey, you can come on the show. I'll have you leave your own review. But unfortunately, I didn't get a review from you in my email. I usually get a review email every Wednesday with all the reviews from the past week. So what's going on with that?
I don't know what it is. Like, my roommate has been using my Podchaser, so it might be in there, but like I haven't. I listened to your episode you did with the homeboy from Hello from the Magic Tavern, which made me feel very inadequate.
Sure,
I was
sure.
Like, wait, hold on. And so like at that point I was like, I'm out, I'm not gonna worry about it. But like my roommate's been using my Podchaser, if you wanna check that.
Okay, it's kind of unorthodox for me to check it without looking at the email. I don't want to like skip over anything. Do you want me to read it? I guess I could try to find that. Or do you want to read it? Or what's just better? Let's see.
If you want, I could call my roommate over and have him do it.
Yeah, is he around?
Rick, are you? What are you? Rick, what are you doing?
I'm washing the dishes! What do you want?
It sounds like he's washing dishes right now, but... Rick, it's okay, you don't...
They're so unclean! It's horrible!
I think he's going through a real Lady Macbeth situation right now with the dishes. I don't know about
it. Like he's killed someone, or...
Yeah, he killed someone with the dish.
Rick, you just gotta come read this thing,
is he real?
You'll be fine. You can go back and clean the dishes.
Are you just...
All right, hold on.
Is this real?
Okay, he's coming in.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What's up? Who is this?
Yeah, you're on Podcast Reviews Podcast. It's a podcast that reviews the reviews of its podcast. I was told you left a review potentially on the podcast. Is that true?
This is PRRP?
Yeah. PP. No, it's PRRP. Yeah.
Sorry, he's been listening all week. He's a big fan of it.
Oh, okay.
I can't believe I'm on PRRP. It's the greatest podcast of all.
Yeah, Rick, we get it. Like, it's a good show. Can you just, like, read your review that you wrote?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. You want a great show. You want something to pass the time. You want to test your abilities in the realm of reviewing. Check out PRRP. Woo! Big man! This right here is a grade A bona fide podcast. You want a show that'll take you to Space Mountain? Then check this bad boy out right here. Woo! And you can take that from me. The kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, limousine riding, jet flying son of a gun. Woo!
Yeah, okay, Rick. You know you don't have to punctuate every sentence with woo.
Oh, but it's what makes the ladies come here and come see the old nature boy. Woo!
Yeah, this is my roommate. He's been living with me for a while. It is 16-time world heavyweight champion Ric Flair. I didn't want him to show up, but he spent a lot of his wrestling money, and so now he just has to live here in the shed.
Oh, great. I mean, this is kind of a first. I don't know any... If you listen to the show, you know I don't really know much about sports except for cricket, and Ric Flair passes my radar. I don't watch a lot of boxing or whatever, wrestling, whatever it is, but I believe... I'm sure it's such an honor, I guess, to have you on the show then, if you're such a... I like titles and I like awards and stuff like that. We also have won awards and things, so it's a fellow award winner. It's great to always have on.
How many awards do you have? How many championships you got up on your wall, big man?
Just 3 championships, but there's always next year. I guess 3 so far, but I imagine that each year we'll get at least 3, and so in 5 years we'll probably... 6 years, we'll have as many as you.
Oh, yeah, big man. Mathematically, that checks out perfectly.
Yeah, I'm really into math these days, so I've been really working on my multiplication.
Well, let me tell you, it is an honor to come on the show. I love your brother's work on Supernatural. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. I love it.
I'll keep passing the message along, I suppose. I'm learning a lot about my family as well during these shows. The shows are very informative, having co-hosts on. You're the first co-host I've ever had on the show, so it's good to have. Actually, 2, I guess, now, if Scotty and Rick, I guess. So.
Yeah, I guess I'm still here, but Rick is a real...
I am here, and I'm ready to review some podcast reviews. Woo!
Well, unfortunately, that's the only one we had. I'm actually kind of saving the reviews. We're doing a big countdown to episode 100. So I let this one slide because it's a special kind of co-host situation, but I'm going to hoard the rest of the reviews until episode 100. So unfortunately, Rick and Scotty, that's the last review we're going to have today.
What did you just say to me? You bring the nature boy, the longest rated champion of all time, on the Podcast Reviews podcast. And you're not gonna use my skills to review.
Well, if you wrote more reviews, we could review those, but it seems like you've only written 1 review.
How dare you! I walk away from cleaning the gravy-stained plates to come on here and you just offend me. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Okay, he's leaving. He's out. Wow. Rick's, okay. Rick is very upset right now. Like,
well,
I don't know.
I guess that's the reviews for today. Is there anything else you want to say? I mean, that's pretty much the show. Try to get as many world records. Actually, you know what? If you're trying to get 500, we'll try to get that too. So if anyone wants to have us on their show, we'll try to get 501 episodes on a different podcast. So have us on your show too, and we'll also try to get the world record. We'll just get one more, and then we'll have two world records. We'll have the most guests and the most reviews, and then Scotty can be part of history as being on the double world record podcast.
Wait, are you now trumping my bit? Are you trying to steal my world record?
No, not steal, just share and maybe get one more, you know?
This is ludicrous. First, you don't have me do any reviews on the podcast. Well, the only one is Rick.
I didn't get the email. If you had sent a review in time, I would have gotten the email, but there's no email, so I had to rely on whatever that guy was.
Rick has been cleaning gravy plates all day. I told him I had a special surprise for him, it's his birthday. A birthday surprise for him, and you don't even... This is ludicrous.
Well, check out Scotty and Rick, and I'll put a link down, have them on your show, and then have me on your show also. Maybe the same time, maybe two times more. I don't know. Just let's try to get a world record. Maybe a world record will make people leave more reviews than just saying best podcast. Maybe like the number one Guinness podcast in the books or something. Maybe that will instill it. We'll see. So thanks again for coming on. And
no thanks to you. Good day, sir.
Well, we'll see you next week.
I said good day!